This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're back.
Thank you, Brian.
Absolutely.
It is Good Morning NoCo. We're presented by Lemon.
That is my one job.
Literally one, Michaela.
Yep.
That is the only one we trust him with the responsibility of.
Why am I behind this board then with all of the buttons and the ability to turn off your microphone and I can just talk to Michaela?
Michaela, I think it's fun to poke fun at that because if push came to shove and I had to get back there, I couldn't. So that's why I love giving Brian a hard time because I can't do that job and he knows that and I'm very appreciative of the work that he does back there. Michaela Gable with the Weld County Fair joining us. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
We're so excited to have you in here today and so excited to be talking about the Weld County Fair. Where's your stress level at? 1 to 10. I know we're still a little ways away from the fair getting underway, but this is the busy time for you guys behind the scenes.
Yeah, it is. We're about 17 days away, but you know, like I tell our staff, we just want to get in there and set up and get going. I mean, after a year of planning, we just want it to be here already.
It's got to be difficult too, though, because we were talking about it. It's a quick turnaround from the Greeley Stampede to the Weld County Fair. I would have to imagine there's pros and cons of having the Stampede, you know, right before the fair. Of people are in that mindset of agriculture and excitement and community gathering. And then you got a couple weeks off, but then you guys are right there. So that's a quick turnaround for you guys before you can get in there and get everything set up.
Yeah, it really is. It is. But it's so exciting. And the Stampede's great. The city's great. I mean, we have a great team that helps us get going really fast.
But two completely different events, different focus on the world of agriculture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, watching those, you know, watching those kids, they've worked all year. And that's their reward, right? That's their payoff. That's got to be so special. I know you were an ag kid growing up. That's got to be so special for you to be a part of that now as your job.
It is. It absolutely is. And it just is so full circle. I mean, being, you know, growing up in the Weld County Fair and showing and exhibiting and now being on this side, it's truly an honor. And I love every minute of it.
I love the tradition of it. When we moved here, you know, like 40 years ago, you know, you're looking around, what is the area about, you know, those kind of things. And we see Weld County Fair and, you know, growing up in North Dakota and you know, and in that type of environment, I could appreciate the work that went into the people who go there to show.
Yeah.
And to go to the Weld County Fair, it was always so cool. I mean, you just enjoyed it because it was a different vibe. And what I loved was seeing the kids, even with their chickens or whatever it might be, knowing the work that not just that youngster, but probably the family who watches with pride as that youngster takes this on and goes for it and then tries to get $840,000 for their chicken, you know, which
is
always
birds today. That's what my question was going to be.
Yeah, I've got birds in the brain. It's yeah,
but your point is 100% valid that it's not.
The pride is so cool.
Mm-hmm. And the community pride at the livestock auction is just incredible as well, because you see community members step up in a big way for those kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just the sponsors and the support that we have all across the board is second to none, and you don't find it anywhere else.
Now, were you steers? What did you show growing up?
I've done it all but pigs.
Everything
pigs
but pigs.
Pigs were not allowed at my house.
Oh, wow.
Was that who didn't like the pigs in your family?
My dad.
Okay, I was going to say, because us, it was goats. We were never allowed to have goats because my dad's like, they just stink. And I'm like, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
But that's what I was
so wondering. Do teenagers.
That's true.
And we keep those.
Well, yeah, that's true. Good counterpoint. But I mean, it was so, because I was never into the showing aspect. Obviously an ag kid, but never was a part of that. But I know it was so big for so many. And Ian, growing up, everyone was looking forward to the fair dance and who they were going to take. You remember that? Yeah, it's obviously.
Oh, I remember that.
You just had PTSD a minute.
I do. My now husband left me at the fair dance.
You know you have to tell the story now, right? Now you have to tell us about this.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, the fair dance is such a big deal. And you spend the entire week trying to figure out who you're going to ask. Well, not as a girl, who you're going to ask, who's going to ask you. And Cody had asked me, and I was so excited, and I went there, and he was dancing with someone else.
Oh, no.
Ooh. And my eighth grade self was shattered.
Oh, my.
I'm still shattered. I'm
yeah,
still
I was going to say, there's no way you're over that.
Cody's sleeping on the couch tonight, like, now that you've had to relive that.
Exactly.
But it is like the fair dance. It was weird, man. I mean, that was bigger than school dances. That was the thing for the ag kids was mm-hmm. who they were taking to the so is the girl that he was dancing with, is she dead to you forever now? It's probably like one of your best friends now.
Oh, no.
No, it's not. But this year, you guys are putting a twist on some things. Mm-hmm. You've got the Summer Night Series. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so that's really the exciting part. I mean, you know, we talked about how expensive showing livestock is and being in 4-H is. And so the Fair Board and the staff just really have a strong approach on these fun, free things that not only our families can do at the fair, but just the community. So they're all free. So our Summer Night Series on Wednesday night, that's when it kicks off. And we'll have free carnival games, and we'll have some prizes, and we'll have ice cream and popcorn. And that's all sponsored by American Petroleum Institute. And then Thursday, we're going to have a movie in the park over at the Pavilion. And that is going to be showing Ferdinand, and that's sponsored by Adams Bank and Trust. And then Friday night, we're going to have a free concert, and that's featuring Front Range Revival. And something really cool about Front Range Revival is that the lead singer, Julia, she used to show at the Weld County Fair, too.
Really?
So, cool.
Yeah, that's
I saw
really
Front Range Revival is going to be on the park stage at the Stampede as well. So there, I mean, that's a good act, and to be offering that for free, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's really awesome. And then we've partnered with Colorado Farm Show, and they're going to be operating a stage side bar under the pavilion the night of the concert.
That's so.
Now we're talking.
I'm good for a minute. I'm good on the beer.
No,
side.
I know. Well, yeah, until tonight. But you know, as somebody who has been here for a long time and watching the Weld County Fair, and now you diving into it you grew up. Mm-hmm. You know, among it, and mm-hmm. now in a leadership role of it, mm-hmm. where do you want to see it go? I mean, what would you like to see as far as growth of the Weld County Fair goes?
Oh, goodness. I mean, right now, I think we're just starting small, and we just, you know, really want to tell the community and our families that, you know, we're here to stay. We're not the Stampede. You know, we're offering free things.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just really excited to see where it goes. Long term, you know, we'd love to have bigger acts.
Right.
But yeah, I think I'm just.
Well, but you make it your own. You make it you can make a special event without spending tons of money.
Absolutely.
You know, and I'm sure that's an approach that you're taking with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine it's kind of in the phase of reintroducing,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Weld County Fair to a lot of people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it really hit home. You know, last year when we were talking about the Weld County Fair, and one of our Greeley City Council members didn't even know about the fair. That just really hit home.
He's no longer a council member, just FYI. Anyhow,
that just really hit home that, gosh, like,
yes.
What can we do to let our community know that we're offering these free family events, and not only that, but teaching them where their food comes from. I mean, that's the biggest approach that we have, too. I mean, it is right there in front of them to show them.
I think you've got the absolute right approach to this, because we so often in the ag community, like Brian and I have had this conversation, like, as long as, you know, we're doing this morning show, we're going to have conversations about ag.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a sense of closed off maybe a little bit from the ag community of, you know, you don't understand it. Well, let's teach people. Let's mm-hmm. show people. And you got to show them that in baby steps. And I think having these free these summer series, these summer nights, I think that's a great start.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that, because Weld County is diversifying, whether we like it or not, it is changing. And so to get those people who are maybe not in the ag sector, don't know anything about agriculture.
Let's teach them.
Get them to come out here and say, this is the backbone. These are the roots of Weld County. I think it's phenomenal. And not only that, but the list that you guys have there, I mean, it's tremendous work by you guys, and all for free for the family.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's so awesome.
Yes.
And it's so hard to take a family anywhere without breaking the bank.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, I know you know that. But this is going to be so cool. So, again, I'm going back to my original question. With these changes that you're making, where is your stress level at? Is it 1 to 10? Like, I want an answer on this. Where is your stress level at?
It's at about a 4. Like, I'm feeling good.
That is incredible.
I'm doing good.
That is incredible. Well, what else? Go ahead, Brian.
No, I was just saying, what are the dates again? For people so they can write them down and put this on your calendar and know to go.
Yes, we kick off July 18th, and then we wrap up with the sale on July 27th.
July 18th, get underway, July 27th. And for the full schedule, you can go to wildcountyfair.com, and there's a nice little banner there with the dates of the carnival moments on the Midway on July 22nd and the movie. Ferdinand, is that a newer movie? Like, forgive me.
Oh, I've seen Ferdinand so many times, and the Lipizzaner Stallions steal the show. They are hilarious. They're German, and they are very, very funny.
Have you seen the movie?
I have not. This is the 2018 rendition. They like.
I'm
redid
fully
it.
Aware of that.
I didn't know. If that
I
was
know
the same version.
No, you're thinking. Oh, you mean in the 1880s when they had that kinescope?
And I knew you were. You got Michaela. She's the one calling you old. For once, it wasn't me. It was our guest doing it, man.
No, I know Ferdinand.
I figured it was a 1970 movie, too. I love it. It looks like a very fun movie. But I was just telling Brian yesterday, just those little things, because Tate, 18 months old now, and the Eaton Library does this thing in the park where it's just a book reading, and then they had fossils hidden in it. And it was just incredible for her to be able to get out of the house for a minute, mm-hmm. go to this park, and somebody else provide the entertainment for a night. And the fact that you guys are doing it, I think, is incredible. So.
Absolutely. And we have our junior fair board, too, that has done amazing things. Not only are they helping on put this concert, but they're also doing tours throughout the fair. So that'll be the first time that we ever have scheduled tours. And so they'll run Thursday through Saturday, and they'll be running tours from 11 to 2 p.m. So they've done an excellent job just, you know, putting different stations for families and people together. So.
It takes a community, and I know we're going to try and have one of them on the air with us, and I'm excited about that. But, Michaela, what else do the people need to know about the Weld County Fair coming up?
Gosh, just come and support and be a part of, you know, the 108th tradition, and we'd love to see you. So
that was my one question. What was the first one like, Brian?
There was one pig, and it hated her family. That was...
That's a great callback. That is really, really well done. WeldCountyFair.com. That's WeldCountyFair.com. Michaela, thank you so much for your time. Favorite rodeo event is what? That is our poll question this morning. What is your favorite rodeo event?
Well, if my husband's listening, I have to say tie down roping because that's what he did in high school.
Okay. But really,
okay, pretend he's not listening.
Probably the steer wrestling.
Okay, right, yeah, there we go. I think that's fair. Right. The steer wrestling is my second favorite. The bull riding is number one. But the steer wrestling, just there's nothing more cowboy than jumping off the back of a horse that fast onto a steer. Like, there's just nothing more cowboy than that. Michaela, thank you so much for your time this morning. It was great to see you.
Yes, thank you both.
Good to see you.
WeldCountyFair.com. 9:19 the time now. You're listening to Good Morning NOCA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.